USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The presidential primary in New Hampshire is in the rearview mirror, and the winner was Bernie Sanders, who narrowly defeated Pete Buttigieg yesterday. Minnesota's Senator Amy Klobuchar finished a pretty strong third, but then trailing those three were Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden. Warren, still optimistic, telling supporters last night,
2020 is our time to change who makes the rules.
Biden also telling his supporters in New Hampshire by video link from South Carolina not to count him out, but you can count Andrew Yang out.
It is clear tonight from the numbers that we are not going to win this race. I am not someone who wants to accept donations and support in a race that we will not win.
Yang and Michael Bennett both leaving the field, and this is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
The number of migrants apprehended along the U.S.-Mexico border is down for an eighth straight month. Despite lower overall numbers, though, Customs and Border Protection says the number of Mexicans trying to cross illegally is on the rise, more than 30% over this time last year. An actor facing new charges in connection with a case from last year when he was accused of lying to police about being attacked.
A Cook County, Illinois grand jury indicted actor Jussie Smollett on 6 counts of disorderly conduct for allegedly making false reports to police about an assault last year. The indictment comes after a 6-month investigation by Special Prosecutor Dan Webb. The former Empire cast member told police he was confronted a year ago by 2 masked attackers who poured a chemical substance on him and wrapped a rope around his neck. Doubts about his story led to the arrest of 2 men who said they were paid to perform a fake attack. I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Back to some New Hampshire primary news. President Trump has not yet commented specifically on the victory by Bernie Sanders, but the president is talking about the voting overall. In a late-night tweet, the president said the fake news media is looking hard for the big Democratic story, but there is nothing too fabulous. He added, "When a big story be that I got more New Hampshire primary votes than any incumbent president in either party in the history of that great state." As far as the dwindling field of Democratic candidates, again, the president tweeting a lot of Democratic dropouts tonight, very low political IQ. He's referring to the departures of Andrew Yang and Michael Bennett from the field. Thousands of vacationers remain quarantined at sea. Japan confirms 39 more patients on a cruise ship are sick with coronavirus. It's bringing the total number to 174 just on that ship, at least 24 of them Americans. The Diamond Princess has been docked and quarantined for over a week now. And it may still be the happiest place on earth, it's just going to cost you more to enjoy it. Disneyland in California raising its prices again. Some one-day passes will now cost over $200. Find us online for free anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.